Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Come on, tell me one more time.
To the Lord, it is right today. Somebody said, Reverend, when is time? Long as that blood, help me, Holy Spirit, long as that blood is warm in your vein, it is running warm in your vein, there's an opportunity for you to, right now to get on board. If you're already on board, encourage someone. Tell somebody how good God is, not just because he bought your house, Reverend, not just because he bought your car, Reverend, Not that you got your promotion on your job, not because all your bank account pretty good, just because who he is. Because he did something over 22 and 23,000 years ago. You know what he did, Reverend? He hung on Calvary and
yes,
got up on the third day with all power for you and I and others to come out like we do. I know this is a day we sit aside, Reverend, and they call this Labor Day. Is that correct? And we sit aside. Some
that's
of us don't have to work on the day. That's why you're probably hearing our voice right now, because normally we do it on Monday's evening. But since we all, we wanted to come doing it early, and just to give God some early worship. You know, some of us, you know, I always often say this, some of us might not never pick up the Bible just on one day. Some of us, you know, some of us might not pick it up at all, you know. But when we do, you know, we want to come together like we do right now on one accord. I just thank God for the opportunity to always be in his presence, man. Because I feel when we take time out, we take time out and give him some of our time, the intimacy. You know,
yes, sir.
You know, it's like a relationship, man. When you love somebody, you want to spend some time with them. You want to be, I mean, some quality time with them, not just going by this, because hey, Reverend, it might be your second person, you know, second significant others and all that. We ain't talking about that kind of love. We talking about he's our first love. He's our first love. We should love him above everything, even your brother, your sister, your mother, your wife, your kid. I'm just doing what he tells us to do. He said we should put that kind of love. But once you have that kind of love for him, everything else will follow. Everything else will follow.
Yes.
It'll flow just so smooth. You put him first and not last. You know, so what you think about that, Rep?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's it. And even as well, love each other as he has loved us, showing that same love, that same mercy, that same grace. And I'm so glad he fixed it that way, because it helps us open up to be humble. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you can do a self-check, because when we're lifted, but not when we're gifted but not lifted, when we can still be humble through the blessings that he gives us, through the deliverances that he gives us, and helps us to be humble and have that much mercy and grace towards our fellow. Praise the Lord.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. You know, we want to deal with this subject. We want to come in this, Luke chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Verse 37, Reverend and brothers and sisters in Christ, before we pray, we want to let you get a chance to get to the scripture that we're going to present this morning. We want to deal with this inner and outer religious. You know, folks know how to be religious on the outside, but we want to deal with the inner man. You know, when I say men, women, I mean women and children and man, all of us. He's dealing with the inner man with these scriptures. I don't want to deal with this because, you know, there's a lot of people we believe that they can sing, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
They can preach, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
They can even convey God's precious gift, you know what I'm talking about, but they have the form of godly. You know, if you don't mind, you can even put your hand on that too. 2 Timothy 3:3-5, you just want to put it there, because we're probably going to tap into that. I just think about how he's supportive of us, because we're trying to work on the inner man. Our daily walk is not saying that we're going to be perfect. Not saying we're perfect people, you know. We're going to mess up sometimes. And sometimes more than one time, sometimes you can't even count the times, how many times you have really messed up. But I want to impose unto your spirit, just get on up. Get right back on up and ask God for more strength into that web you're weak in. Because he's able. Oh, I know I'm right about it. He is able. And I'm gonna commend the ones who came out today, because I want you to know that you're going to be surprised when you take the call. You're gonna be surprised when you take the answer and do what God says. You can be doing a lot of things You know, some of us may be doing a little barbecue, watching this and doing that, but you took time out just to come out and hear the word from God. You know, we often say it might not be perfect if we teach it that you can understand. If not, you keep us in prayer. And we have an open mic, too. If you ain't never been on, we have an open mic. If it's something that need to be expressed that you like or something that you want to interject in, you can always hit the one button. And you can stop myself, and I know Reverend Whitman, you can stop us right along in the message. We'll stop. We'll pause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ain't no Sunday morning, but it's going to be kind of like sound like it's Sunday morning. But we'll stop right there and try our best to convey it. It's enough people on here. Maybe if we miss something, they can grab it up, you know. So we're gonna be humble enough to hear God's word today. If nothing else, Reverend, do you have anything?
No, sir. No, sir. No, you good?
You mind if you pray for us and we open up the service?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 1 second. Let us pray. Father God, in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful, Lord, of your mercy and your grace that you've shown to us, blessed us to see this day, and we are thankful and we are grateful, and we want to say good morning, God, and we love you. Thank you for allowing us to assemble here once again. We count it as a privilege, even as a blessing that would allow us to such an agree this morning to rise up and be in counsel of thy word and be able to come together, and touch and agree and claim your greatness and your wonderfulness and your mercy and your love that you yet express to us as we looked upon a day we never seen before. We want to say we thank you, Lord. We ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive what you have for us this morning in your word. Bless us to have an acceptable spirit of accepting things that are said, Father God, from your word. Father, bless our hearts to be in agreement. Hallelujah. Bless us to be witnesses of your word and not only hearers but doers as we, Father God, go in thy word. Let your word have a free course in the name of Jesus. Let every heart yearn and to long to do thy will. And bless the teachers, the message, the messengers, and all those that gather. Thank you for the gathering. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, man. We just want to get in here. Again, you know, it's going to sound like I'm being redundant when I say this. You can sign in anytime you want. You want to come in. Because this is like we have an open dialogue. We do that too, you know. But then if you just want to flow with the spirit of how God give it to you, we're going to try to do that too. Look what the scripture says. You know, I want to point some things out. Each time I get to a few things, I want to point some things out. And this look what the scripture says. And you write that down? You see that?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
As he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him. And he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, one thing about it, he's eating with the Pharisees, you know, they came in now, Reverend. Now they sit down with him, Reverend. Now, brothers and sisters, they have an opportunity to be at his feet right now, not really looking for him to see what he trying to do, but what they're trying to do, find faults, Reverend. And they find things, and they see it right now, that it was customary, if I can say it like that. It was customary before you eat. Ceremonial religious people at this time and some right now they wash their hands before they eat. Then it was time then, Reverend, that when they had two basins, right? And then they had, right, that's called like it. They had slaves back then. And then the ones like the Pharisees and the upper upper class people, they had their own bases, so they wash out their feet, because they had sandals on, they had so much dirt, so they clean themselves off and wash their hands even before they even go in someone's house, you know, even before they go in to eat. This ceremonial thing they did religiously, and here they is. they put a bee at the feet of Jesus Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit. They should be right there, and Jesus was invited to eat with them instead of them knowing that. See, if you can get God to come in your house, if you can get God to really come in your house, some of us know.
Yeah.
Some of us know. We try to clean as best as we can, Reverend. I mean, you know, certain people, you know, when they think certain people come, they put up certain things, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they hide certain things. But see, you can't hide nothing for Jesus. You can't hide nothing for Jesus. So Jesus sitting there listening to what they just said, because he there to convey some things to them, but he didn't think he was going to come this route. But watch this, Reverend. It was a time that you couldn't even go to the kitchen and look at my pot. It was a time that you come in, and if you ain't wash your face, brush your teeth, come in my kitchen without what? Your parents should tell you, boy, you better clean up. Don't come in here touching my pot. Did you wash your hands?
Yes,
you know, there was a time they used to do that, you know. We thought that was just something because they just saying we just because of hygiene. But these people were so religious, you know. They tell you can't do it. I understand that's some straight good practice. I understand it, but we're dealing with a spiritual thing. We're dealing with something on the outside, and Jesus should approach this thing with they thought they got something. You know, they've been looking around. They've been carrying their little self around, and they're holding themselves to a standard, Reverend. They've been holding themselves to a standard that Jesus, now they finally look like they got something, Reverend. They finally like they got something, so they pointed it out. You know, it is not customary that you come in here and not washing your hands. Let me read that number 38, make sure I got it plain. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. I'm telling you, there are some people watching you right now. There are some people looking at you right now. I'm trying to tell you something. I know we're going to mess up. I don't care how much. Cross your T's, dot your I's. I mean, you can say, shut the door. Somebody say, I heard him cuss.
I
know I heard him cuss. You can tell somebody, you know, you have to watch who you surround yourself around, because people's spiritual level, they'll discern things because they're trying to find faults. And they've seen something, and he was so amazed. So I got him. I got him now for Jesus. I'm finna dive in. See, my book read when Jesus talked, now it's trying to transition into a red writing. And I was been told, and I really believe when it's in red, who's speaking, Reverend?
Yes, Jesus speaking.
Come on with me, Reverend. Who's speaking, Reverend?
Yes,
Reverend speaking. It ain't Reverend speaking. It ain't Eric speaking. It ain't no one on God. Jesus is finna convey something. Watch what he did.
That's right.
Look at this. And the Lord said unto him. Now watch this. He said unto him. Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Now do ye, Pharisee, make clean the outside of a cup? That's what he said. In the platter, but your inward parts is full of raving and wickedness. Watch this, Reverend. He said, "You fool."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "With an S, right?" He said, "Do not he that make that which is without make that which is within also?" He said, "But rather give alms, such which thy things are ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you." Well, I'm gonna pause just for a second right there. I want you to understand something, because Jesus was really getting that thing now. He didn't see a lot of folks. You see somebody to rebuke. You know what I'm saying? When you see someone rebuke, they rebuking damnation. They send them straight to hell. But Jesus said, carefully tell this Pharisee, see, you know the word. You know how to carry the Mosaic law. You know, you practice it, and you so religiously. You know, you look like you got nice dieting on. You got the robe on. You got the chains on. You got your little rod in your hand. You're looking pretty prestige right now. You know, you look just like a old Christian. You know what I'm talking about? You look like you just look so good from the outside. See, because you cooked this outside. You cleaned the outside. But don't worry about what's on the inside. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some people can tell you about God. They can truly tell you about God and convince you what they saying is God. But the inner man of that person, help me, Holy Spirit, but the inner man of that person is so far from me. I got to dive over to Matthew just for, if I can do a little stealing right quick, Reverend. Can I go to Matthew 7:21 right quick?
Yeah.
I just
want
to steal a little bit. You don't mind if I steal a little bit? I'm going to steal a little bit.
Come on.
Matthew 7 with me for a minute. Watch where I'm at. Matthew 7:21. Can you go there with me for a second? Matthew 7. I'm gonna be quick with you guys. 7:21. And I just want to let you know that how we want to build on this scripture, right? Because I want you to see Jesus want to deal with the spiritual man. He want to deal with the inner man. He don't want, you know, a lot of folks want to look holy and sanctification, you know. They can move your church. The Bible said, try the spirit, by the spirit, where it be unto God. Because there's many false prophets that went before thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch what he says in 21, if you're there yet. He said, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter, what he say, into the kingdom of heaven. But he that do the will, here we go. I'm dealing on the inside now, y'all. He said, but he that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? He said, in thy name have cast out devils. Here you go. In thy name done many wonders of word. And when, and then will I prophesy unto them, I never knew you. Look what he said. Depart from me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Reverend, that you work of a nigger.
Yes, sir.
You know, you've done some amount of things now. So I'm opposed to this because I really believe that God's word would not come back void. I believe that a person can say it's something from God and nowhere close to in relationship with God and bring God's word out. And God's word has to go forward. It would not come back forward. See, he deal with that. See, the outer part, because the inner part works on the outer part. The man did a lot of things, cast out demons, did many works right there. But the inner part, oh, heavy Holy Spirit, he works in the iniquity. We read earlier that that wickedness and raving inside of them, and he called them a fool, Reverend. He said, you're a fool. So what I'm trying to tell you, that you'll see a lot of people pretty good, Doc, and they know how to probably say the right things. He said, but their heart is so far from me. I really believe that scripture, man. I really believe how God intervened with us. I don't know the Bible, y'all. Y'all pray for me. I don't know the Bible. Look what the Bible says here. He said over here in Timothy, 2 Timothy and 5, he said, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such one, turn away. That's what he said. Turn away. You know what I'm talking about? They got it, Doc. They can present it, and their presentation of the deliverance of God's word is there. But the spirit on the inside.
Right.
Jesus was dealing with the inside. He said, you got arms. He said, you got the things that you call yourself the clean. But watch this, Reverend. If we put this back over here, Luke over here, watch how we knit this together. He said, but rather give alms of such things you have. And behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisee. He look and said, for you tithe of mint and rule of all manners of herbs and pass over judgment. Look what this way says. And the love of God, these are all to you have done. And not to leave others what? Undone. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now you want to tell me about something on the outside. You should have given help the poor. You should have been around and helped the widow.
Yeah.
You should have been around helping folks. See, that's what's on the inside of man. if I can do that right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we learned that a few weeks ago, Reverend, that there's two lists right there. There's two lists, right? There's a list of what? Wickedness, fornication.
Yes, sir.
There's another one over there, Reverend. Whoremongers. We understand the busybody list, you know, that stuff is coming on the inside, you know, it's coming on the outside, but there are the fruit of the Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said it's love, joy, peace, long suffering, temperance. Oh, why you skip over long suffering so fast? I want to tell you, in this life walking with God, you got to suffer some things. And the wife said, Brother John, who told you it was going to be easy? Who told you when you're traveling down these roads, it's going to be easy? But I know a man can sustain you. All what you got, he might not never live, but he'll give you some sustaining power because he works on this side. So he tells the Pharisees, he said, you pay your tithes, man. You put it out there. You do it in a minute. You put it out there, and you do well with that. You know, don't worry, you're really good with that. He said, but you don't show love, brother. When the last time you showed love, Reverend? When the last time you took time out and gave somebody something without return? When the last time told somebody that who despiteful used you, I'm going to pray for you. But in your prayer, not praying on them, but you praying that we can have some unity. We can have some love.
Yes, sir.
See, we can sit up here and talk all we want to in the pulpit. We can sit down and coach you and tell you, but we got to practice this thing too. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be the one to stand on God's grace. When somebody said, hey, we learned the other day, Reverend, they asked the scripture one day. You remember that scripture? He said, seven times in a day. He said, in seven times in a day, if he come for repentance, you're supposed to receive that, Doc. Hey!
That's right.
See, now we're working on the inside now. We're working on the inside now. What I mean by that, now we're feeling some on the inside. Now, I'm trying to help Eric now. Let me help Eric for a minute. He said, I like when he said, when he went to the, he said, Passover judgment. He said, look at this here.
Mm-hmm.
In the love of God, he said, these ought to you have done and not lead them undone.
Yeah.
I'm telling you something. You can do all you want to get the applauses. You can do all you want to let people know that you are superior, a prominence, a person, you know what I'm talking about, that you are who are you are. He said, but you leave them. See, we pray that when you leave, you don't leave like you came. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to say, I don't care how holy you think you are. If you come in God's word, he'll show you. You still didn't see this, yeah? You've been reading for a whole 30 years, and he'll open some of Revelation to you and say, oh, Lord, I've been walking into the light. Now he just make it brighter and brighter. Come here, Paul. Paul was riding called a donkey one day, and then God knocked him off that beast one day. And then when he knocked him off that the Marcus Road, he put him in the light. Some of us need to get in the light, church. Some of us need to get right in that light and let God speak to us. And not just because we need to get in the pulpit, but let us to change our ways. Change our ways so we can follow him. I'm working on the outside, y'all.
That's
what I'm talking about. Because you work on that outside, you know what's going to happen. The inside going to follow. So watch this here. Watch what I say there. Because God knows some of us can look like a stranger. Help me, Holy Spirit. Like a stranger. And beware that you are entertaining an angel. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're sitting there and thinking that this old person, you know, old drunk. You know, we grew up on a in Riverside early, right? And then you have drunks over there by Dave's food store. And it was one principal. A principal, Doc. A principal. He had got over there, and he used to say this old saying, bullet, 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 shot. You might catch that later on. Somebody know what I'm talking about. He tells us all this. Also, Doc, he had some wisdom. He said the wisdom. And because if he was a teacher, a principal, in them time, and these days, they have what? Doctor's degree. Fell short in his memory somewhere, and now he's drinking now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him, little kid looking at him, and they laughing, and he hides out. But this here could be something God can use. Help me, Holy Spirit. This here, God could take this person to elevate Oh, help, help, Spirit. His glory.
Yes.
What I'm talking about,
yes.
You can look at somebody. Don't look at the outside, parents, because they'll fool you. But look what's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about you to judge
that's
him. Right now, he ain't got God. She ain't got God. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about let God be the judge. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
I learned in the Word now. I'm almost home now. I learned the Word. I'm going to push on, y'all. I learned the Word. Can I just go back to 7 for a minute? I just really, really learned the Word in Matthew 7 over there. He said, judge not. Then
mm-hmm.
you what? Be not judged. He said,
be
but with the judgment you judge, you should be judged. And with the measure of the merit, he said, shall be measured to you again. He said, and why behold the mote that's in thy brother's eyes? But consider
mm-hmm.
not a beam that is not in our own eyes, or how will thou say to thy brethren, let me pull the mote out of thy eyes, and behold, a beam is thy own eye. He said, watch this, Reverend. Here you go again. This is red, Reverend. He
mm-hmm.
said, what? Thou hypocrite.
Yeah.
He said, thou hypocrite. He said, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall thou see what? Clearly to cast out thy mote out of thy brother's eye. Before you try to help me now, before you try to tell me something, before you try to really just tell me, man, you wrong, you're going to hell, you all these things going to happen, Jesus says, search around you. Look in that mirror. One last time you look in the mirror, Reverend. Look in the mirror. I want you to look in the mirror
mm-hmm.
at yourself spiritually and see that how
right.
you can clean your lives up. Because you go to someone else, tell them not to do this, and you're doing the same thing. He said, you got that big
mm-hmm.
old beam plank in your eye. How can you help your brother? So, For all of him, that you to help your brother, that you need to be out there repenting and repenting for your sin, then God can help you see clearly to help him. Watch this spiritually thing now. See, when you deal with the spiritual thing, it's on the inside. You got to get away from all the doctors, man. You got to get away from all the lawyers, man. You got to go deep down and say, Lord, I need you to help me with her. I need you to help
mm-hmm.
me. Before I do that, Lord, I need you to help with me so I won't be, so that spirit won't come into me. Don't you know spirit transfer, Reverend?
Nah.
Spirit transfer.
That's right.
Oh, I know.
That's
I know,
right.
I, know, I, know I hope I ain't left nobody. Spirit transfer. And when it's transferred,
yes, right.
it don't mind getting in and changing up the situation. So it'll flip
mm-hmm.
it. If you don't watch it, if you ain't spiritual enough, oh, Galatian over there, if you ain't spiritual enough, that spirit will jump off in you. That's why we have to be going prayer when we're dealing with people. Going prayer. Sometimes you don't have an opportunity to go right then in prayer, but you can look right them straight now and don't say a mumbling word and say, Lord, I need you right here on the inside. And Lord will give
yes.
you the right things to say. Even if he had to move you out, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, he allowed you to move to what, that temptation to escape out of it, but not sometimes he let us stand there, and watch what, Reverend? Watch the salvation of the Lord. Oh, no, I'm okay.
That's it.
Stand there and watch this. See, you can't get the credit when God does this thing because he does something you can't, I can't do. You know what he can do? He can
that's
love because
right.
God so loved the world that he gave his
mm-hmm.
only begotten son. Whosoever believe in him should not perish but have what? I'm talking about eternal life. I'm talking about everlasting life. I'm talking about somewhere that you and I, that's what we're practicing for right now, to live here. I'm on. I'm gone, y'all. Look what he said. Woe unto the Pharisee. What
mm-hmm.
he said. Woe unto the Pharisee, for you love the utmost seat in the synagogue and the greed
mm.
of the market. I'm almost through, y'all. You can tell when someone come in, have we call it a little status. You can tell when somebody walk in, when they come in, the whole area just changed. You could tell. I ain't talking about no president either. You could tell when somebody come in. If you have a relationship with God, you could tell,
mm-hmm.
Reverend, that when God come in, you could tell when he comes in because you can feel his spirit. He's not talking about that person. He's talking about Pharisees. They got all the right deities on. They look pretty. Boy, that Reverend, they look. They might
mm-hmm.
have this year. They might didn't have the gaiters back then, but they had the right kind of sandals on. They had the right kind of jewelry on. Reverend, They may not have no hat on like the sisters wear, you know. They might not have the right dress on like the sisters wear. They may not have the right Armani's on, you know, the tailor fit suits on when they came. But they were some nice-looking people. And he looked at them and told them that. He said, because they want to be lifted, Reverend. They want to be acknowledged. You know, you ever been around people just want somebody to call your name? You know, you ought to watch how you're going to have people to call your name, you know, for you to move, you know, for you to do anything for the Lord. You ought to just want to do it for the Lord without even want somebody beckoning you up. And we've been taught, Reverend. Way before I even got there, but I knew it was something for entering into the church. I knew not to go straight in that pulpit. I knew to take, to sit down, you know what I'm talking about? Not being crafty and slick, but I knew to be humble, to learn the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. I knew not to just to run in there, you know, because at that time they used to have evening service a lot, you know, and they used to travel a lot, you know what I'm talking about? I remember when I first got there, y'all went the way to Memphis one time. You know, you might catch that later on, right? And
yes,
I know how God was doing. I was just looking. I had a family, man, a young family. We went in there, and it's been almost 20 years ago, Reverend, real close to it. And I can remember seeing the worshiping. I can remember seeing this, and I came in as a preacher, but I sit there and look, and then God gave me the urge to let me know, this is the church. This is the church. Because I was at somewhere, and something didn't agree to my spirit. You know? So God put me in that place. I didn't move up to the front. I sit there and waited and prayed, me and my wife, and then eventually we joined. I'm going to tell you something. When you humble, Reverend, know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you humble, God will elevate you. When you humble, He'll make room for your gift. When you humble, God will move up. Jesus is trying to work on that inside. You got the plate right. You ever been to Papa Do's? That's what they got down here in Texas, right? Yeah, I don't know if they got it anywhere, but they got these CP platters. They got the gator tail on there. They got the catfish fillet, they got crawfish on there, they got everything around it, and it look good. But we praying to God and to bless the food so it can have nourishment to our body. And we eat all this food. Pray for us when we do this here, because we know God don't make nothing unclean. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to tell you, but Jesus said, I want to get in the inside of you. He said, because you got all the outside prayer right. You know, you want the recognition. You got all. He said, woe to that. He said, woe to all of that. I want you to stop and hear me when I say this. I want you to look at what I'm telling you right now, because I'm dealing with your spiritual man. Can you imagine being a Pharisee hearing Jesus talking like this? Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, for children of God, we should hear that every Sunday if you go to church. We should hear it maybe on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, wherever you have midday week service. You should hear the conviction of the Holy Spirit. You should be in God's presence. You should, if you find somebody hunting you and trying to turn you for listening to what the pastor's saying or the teacher's saying, you say, no, I'm trying to get what he's saying. Let me get this down. I don't want to miss nothing. I want to stay with it because I come with a cup. Help me, Holy Spirit. I come with a cup. Some of our cups be so empty. I come with a cup with expectation that I want to fill me with his precious spirit. I want to fill me, not just because I want to wave my hand, because I seek his love. And seeking his love is going to call me to look down on my knees and say, Father, I don't need a car right now. I don't need a home right now. But I need thy presence, Lord, because I have some things going in my spiritual life that I need to do better. Help me right there. That's what I meant with this thing. I want God to help me right there, because I'm not worried about the other thing, because if I stay lining up, Reverend, he's coming, Reverend. He knows that I need some vegetables. He know I need some meat. He know I need some store, something in my house. He know I need it, because he told them earlier, you know how to take the tithe. You know how to take the first fruit. You know how to put that up and put it back and save it for others. But I said, why you don't show the love? Let me get out of here. Let me get this last one. I'm gone, brother. He said, you want to be greeted, you know, when you walk in. Hey, Reverend. If they'll call your name, you don't know who I am. I got exposed there one time recently. Reverend, I got exposed there recently. I ain't gonna do no name calling, but I got spoke with that recently in the pulpit. I was appreciating something, and someone looked at me. I am his pastor. I said inside of me, this is what I said. Me, you know, hey, y'all ever have a talk with you and me? You have to talk with them, you know. And I looked at him. I said, why are we having this service over here? You have in your church then? If he's your member, you know, come on with it. You ain't catch that later on.
Hey, yes, man,
you know, if you love him that much, you say he's your member. Why we at a whole other church? You got a way bigger church than this. Why are we over here? That's why I'm in my with that.
Mm-hmm.
But God kept me humble. And looked at him and praying while I was looking at him. I said, praying because I know people want to be lifted. People want to be lifted in these days. They want to be lifted. And you got to be careful when you lift man higher than God. You got to be careful when you lifting man higher than God. You got to be careful when you lifting man higher than God. When I say Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I meant that because when that person falls, because he's going to fall. Some falls are different. Some because they might have misword something. Some fall not that they just embarrassed the whole church. But some fall that they made a mistake. And look, I told you he wasn't nothing. But I'm telling you, pray for the leaders. You keep them leaders lifted up. You keep them praying because they are just a servant of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I got to go home when I say this. That might have been too not profitable for you. He said, woe unto you. Now, here you go, Reverend. We out of here now, Reverend. We out of here now, Reverend. Watch it, Reverend. Watch what we get here, Reverend. Now, all this time, you've been reading with me. All this time, look, it ain't been said, but look what this is. He said, woe unto you. He scribes. Here we go. He had a whole number, whole line of people to him, Reverend. He said scribes and Pharisee. And then he used this word, hypocrite. That's what he said. But you are as a grave, which appear not. Watch this now. Not in the man that walk over them are not a word of them. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, there are some people maybe be listening to me right now, just on the sideline, what we going to say, how we might miss this, or how we might not say this, or might not interject this. He said, okay, you come here, scribes, because you part of them people too. He said, you come over in there, because there's nowhere we ran in there. The scribes were there. He was just talking to the Pharisees. These are the people know the law. Because he's been to let the law straight. Because help me for a minute. Help me again. Could I go back to Matthew? Help me just for a minute. Look at the Holy Spirit. Look what he said, man. Look what he said. He said, think not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm going to say, I'm going to leave that one verse. But so many times you hear people quote or recite this scripture, and they always say he didn't come to destroy the law, but they leave out the prophets. See, they leave out there a lot because that's why I like going to read verbatim out the scriptures, Doc, because I don't want to miss nothing. Because you're teaching and preaching, I want you to hear that not just what the law said, what the prophets said, because they stood on God's promises. They told them and warned them that he was coming, and they didn't hear that, man. They didn't hear to that. So he did it with these scribes because you know the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Pharisee, you know the word. He said you know it so much. I'm going to tell you something about what I know you know. It's just like a grave. You know how they be telling us, they teach us, don't step on them graves. Go around them graves because you don't want to step on them graves. No, they used to teach us, remember? You be careful how you walk in the cemetery, you know. He said it's just like that. He said it's just like that. He said, he said you're dead, you're growing. He said they're unaware of you. Well, I get happy about the word, man. I get happy when I think about the word. He said, you're unaware about this here. He said, you're standing on top of, they standing on top of you, man, and they're not even worried about you, and you think you something. Hey, he said, you're a hypocrite. He said, you're an imposter. He said, you rock around, you got the name of a Pharisee. You got the name of a teacher. You got the name of someone who can carry God's word, but your heart's so far from me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're long for me. You really long for me. You've been wanting me to come, but now I'm here, and you still don't want to receive me. But see, we just look at it different today because we believe he rose. Help me, Holy Spirit, with all power within his hand.
All power.
May God bless you guys. May he bless you and keep you always in my prayer. Well, I think I love the Lord. I love the Lord, man. I feel pretty good about that.
Man.
I feel pretty good about that.
Yes,
I feel
sir.
Pretty good
yes,
about
sir.
That. Yes, sir. I left some meat on the bone. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Man.
We
man.
Always say,
praise
Reverend.
The Lord.
You got that, Reverend.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. What our ears have heard, what our hearts have felt, why we experience God in the scripture once again. You know, the outward show, praise Him, the outward show, because they was trying to trap Jesus, as we learned today. Some was reminded of it, they tried to trap Jesus. I'm so glad that God can look within. He looked past that outward show. He looked to the hearts. So He does us. And we thank God for this lesson this morning. We have some nuggets in our mind. Praise God. And Martha sends in running away. It says, and this prayer says, dear God, we confess that we often ignore or reject your guidance. Forgive us and help us to trust that the things you desire for us are good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The things God had for them, they were good. Oh, praise the Lord. And you can be blessed by God if you open up and let Him bless that inward part, just like He talked to those Pharisees, where your inward part is full of rambling and wickedness. But if we open up our hearts, let God deliver us from wickedness and rambling and anything that are displeasing in His sight. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we'll say, did not our hearts burn within as the word of God went forth and was a blessing to us. But God bless you. God keep us our prayer. Praise God.
I know we've seen Brother D. He's sick, but he hit that one button, right? For the,
mm-hmm.
for the people who don't know, maybe had never been on, you know, and it was. We always often say this. I know Brother D, you're sick. You can come on and say what you have you do way down in Chicago and tell what you got going on down there. We're in Texas. It's 100 some degrees down here, but, you know, I won't say this, brother, before you get to say that you can hit the one button. It's on your phone. You know, there's a one. You just hit it one time, and it'll say you are now in the hope queue, and it will allow open
right.
it up to bring you in. If you want to convey something, or you want to say, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. If you just want to pray for us, we offer that. You know, if you want to pray for us or pray for someone, or just or stand in love or something, you can do that. You can come right now and do that. I know Brother D way from Chicago. He down there and he texted me and told me he's sick. You know, he's come on with it, brother. What you got?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning,
God. We just want to give thanks to the Lord. Once y'all, God, thank you for allowing us to come together again. He is word. Those bugs have bit Brother D. I don't know what it is, something that's gotten a hold to me. But my brother texted me back something this morning, and it says that you are healed because of your faith. And I read somewhere in the scripture, he says, now faith has made thee whole. And I'm just dumb enough, brother, to believe that. I'm just dumb enough to believe that faith has made me whole. I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to was this morning, but God is truly able.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run before I have a chance. I'm going to run this race now.
Mm-hmm.
Too long to give up now. I thank you for the word this morning. Praying that those that were listening this morning receive the word.
Yes.
Go to the book and read it for yourself. See, it's nothing like giving the word when you can go read it for yourself and
yes,
see
sir.
Just what the Lord is saying. And I just thank you for the word. This morning, I was so glad when you said you're going to have the service today. I woke up this morning about 7:30. Right, been woke. I grabbed my phone about 7:30, like every 5 minutes I was picking the phone up. Saying about 10 till, I said, you know what, I'm just going to call on in now. That way I know I hear what he said.
So did too, boy.
In the name of Jesus, man, call over here. God is so good to us. And I just thank you, brother. I appreciate every day that you all praise our strength in the Lord, that I go stronger in God's word. Man, so pray for me as I pray for you. Amen.
Hey, Brother D, man, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something like this. I'm not putting no guilt trip on nobody at all. Zero. Brother D has been very, very, no matter what he say or do, he is very, very supportive of this ministry, man. All
man.
The way through. Even while if he can hit the one button, And sick as he is right now, I'm going to put him on mute because we're going to pray for him. Yeah. I'm going to put you on mute.
say,
if he can hit the one button and sign in like that, you know, I'm almost like this song, I don't want no rock crying out in my place. There is no way I'm going to let a thief on the cross making it to heaven and I don't make it. Is there no way that I'm going to let someone stop me from giving thanks? This brother is sick. And he hit the one button and said what he said. And that is so much encouragement to us as in the ministry to know that someone is where he at in the sick. And I understand everybody can't speak. I understand everybody think, you know, folks won't judge it, but over here we don't judge. We don't do all that, and we don't do no debating or nothing like that. If you got something like he just did, he conveyed it, just like Reverend just conveyed it. And Martha, Sister Martha, always send us nuggets and encouragements. You know, it's always open. I want you guys to know what this ministry is about. If you understand God's plan, it means salvation, the plan
That's
of
right.
salvation. We're trying
That's
to
right.
all make it in. You know, we are trying our best to deal with the inner man. Because I've learned sin is within. Sometimes the sin gets exposed outward, but sin is so within some of us that we keep it there. So we're trying to get to that part to let you repent. You know, if you don't know the Lord, we often say that if you truly don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin right now, and the pardon of your way right now, we want to open that door so you come in and ask God to forgive you. You just give us your hand and let us pray with you and give God your heart. You know, if it's not that, you might want to encourage us. We good with that. You know, we want, and then I'm going to tell you, and I know Reverend and I and anybody that's been doing this thing, that we want your prayer. We want you to pray for us. You know, this takes a lot to do these things. One time we were doing it 5 days out of the week. Well, we changed it because our workload got a little different. But we moved it to Monday and Thursday in the evening. We just came this morning because we're off right now. That's why we bring it in the morning on Monday morning. But it'll go right back Thursday at 5 and 6 Eastern and 5 Central, you know. But we want you to know, don't leave. If you got something, sickness or something, you want to touch and agree with something, we'll do that. But, you know, somebody said you like your begging. But let me tell you something. Whatever it takes to help someone see God, in a way, that's where I'm at with it now. Because someone took time out.
Yeah.
I don't never forget it, Reverend. I was sitting in the back of the church in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I don't never forget this, man. That stayed with me, man. I was back there, and I went in for the wrong reason, too. You know what I'm talking about? And sit there and the preacher, he was going, and he told me after he got through a little sermon, you know, and he told everybody to close their eyes and bow their heads, you know, and I said, man, I got to get back to this cell, man, you know, I'm still smoking cigarettes, Reverend. You know what I said, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still smoking cigarettes. I'm still cussing real good, Reverend. I'm still hacking the food, you know, Reverend. And I'm just that's in the back of this church said, man, we got to get out this thing because the Cowboys ain't come on. I got a good bet on this game. I need to see what's going on, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
And look back there, and I bowed my head. I'm submission, man. I know I always respected God. The mother put it in while we was young. Now, I bowed my head, man. I'll never forget it. And he said, somebody in here, I believe, and I know that sound cliche is, somebody in here, I believe, won't receive the Lord today. That's how he did, too. And I said, Master Obi, hurry up. Now, I'm trying to be humble with him. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit came upon me, man. I ain't never felt this in my life, man. It came upon me. And all I did is ask God, whatever your will is. I ain't lying, Remy. I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. I'm just what came out. And then all of a sudden, he said, whoever wants to receive God, raise up your hand. And I raised my hand. I raised my hand. That church was packed. All men. Now. Here was it now.
Mm-hmm.
All men. And all of a sudden, I just started crying, Doc. Tears just coming down my face. I didn't know what was going on, man. I couldn't stop crying. He said, I don't want nobody to lift their head up. I want everybody who hear me by my voice to keep your head down. Whoever raised their hand, walk up to the front of every right now. We would call in front of the sanctuary, right? So I got up, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got up and I walked in front, cried all the way there. I'm talking about men's a man now. You know what I said? You know what I'm talking about, right? You don't do too much like this.
Yes, sir.
This kind of place I'm in. You know where I was at, right? So I'm in there, man. You know, and I hey, Reb, I couldn't see, Reb. I was just crying. And now I look at it more and more. I wasn't like no Paul or nothing. I wasn't taking nobody to to be slaughtered and killed. But I did some wrong. You know what I'm talking about? And then he showed me something in the light, Reverend. You know, I got in there. And don't you know, he told me to turn around. I still ain't seeing nothing, Reverend. I still can't see, because I'm crying so hard. And he told everybody to lift up their head. You hear me, man? And look up. I was the only one there, him, me and the preacher, and prayerfully, God was right there. You know what I'm talking about? And, man, they just stood up, everybody, and gave applause. You know what I'm talking about? Because a lot of them guys knew me. You know what I'm talking about? My actions. You know what I'm talking about? And man, it was just nothing but love. You don't do this kind of thing where I was at. And you know, a lot of things. We've been taught, man, don't cry and all that. You get up on them, keep on going. But God took over me, man. And when he took over me from that day to 2023 right now, I remember it was 1996. You hear me, Doc? 1996.
Mm-hmm.
From 1996. To 2023, and I'm not just boasting, y'all. Y'all keep praying for me when I come to you. I've been running with him ever since. I'm not saying I've been perfect. I'm not saying that I did everything right. Still mess up now. As a few people that know me, but it's not because I don't want to do right. It's not because I don't want to love, because change has happened. So I'm telling you, I would not leave this place if I don't have a relationship with God. I would not leave this place if I'm burdened down with some things. You don't have to tell us about what you got going on. Give it to God, and we'll pray for it.
Yes.
We've been around the scripture long enough. God will allow the Holy Spirit pray for us about your situation. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Don't leave in Jesus' name. This can be your last day. This can be your last time. This can be something to connect you back to God or strengthen your relationship with him. Don't leave unless you have a relationship with God. If you do, and all is well with you, Reverend, everything is well with everybody, tell somebody about God. Be fruitful and tell somebody about God. Tell how great he is in your life. Don't tell them about the material, what do you call it, the tangibles and materialistic things you got. Tell them about how he prepared your heart so he can look at love a little different. Tell them how he changed your way of thinking now, that you could take a situation and be humble in it. Tell him about how great God is in your life, because he is worthy to be praised. Oh, I know I'm right about it. I thank God.
Yeah.
I thank God, Reverend.
Yeah.
I thank God. We say again, you want this opportunity to do it, you can do it now. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. If not, there's an opportunity that you can always, if you want a fellowship with Brother D.D.M., it's on, they call it prayer hour, you know what I'm talking about? If you don't have the number, and they come on at Tuesday, about the same time, but it's Central, Eastern, 5 and 6, if you want to come on, you know. And we have the number. If you want me to give you a few minutes, we can give you that time to write it down if you just want to go and fellowship. They do it Monday. They do appetizer Tuesday and Wednesday. If you want to get out there, then we'll be back here on Thursday evening if you just want to come in, because we believe God ministry has to go forth. Amen? We believe that we can go out. Now, if you're ready for me, it's 425-292-4212. And we always ask to keep all the ministries prayed for. You know, when we was talking a long time ago about Pastor Hill, he taught us this a long time, Reverend. He said every minister and pastor is getting their church ready to see God. Wherever how they do it, God gave them the direction. We can't go and change nobody how they do things. That's what he told us, Reverend. You ready, Reverend? You can't go and change nobody else. You know, you know, if you don't like it, you know how we do it, you know. Just keep praying about it, you know. But I thank God for this ministry. I thank him for my brother who's sitting, we believe, is sleeping right now and waiting on God to call us home one day. That's Brother Dexter. We were one of the ones we called the charter members, if I can say that, Reverend. Started out with us, and God called him home in the COVID time, you know. And I still miss my brother. I still miss the laughter. I still miss the call. They called me 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning asking about the word of God, you know. And I tell you, man, you could be here today, man, and gone today.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have, unless anybody else have anything. We'll try this. We'll try it again. If not, we'll try it again on Thursday. And I've said, if you ain't full enough, they got a Tuesday and Wednesday. Just gave you a number, 425-292-4212, Tuesday and Wednesday. And I thank God, Reverend. I thank God for the word.
Sir.
I thank him for his ever-present that he always be with. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, knowing it was you, Lord, that came in and blessed our heart, Lord. We just want to thank you, Father God, for all the things you have said and done in this ministry this morning. Lord, if it was something said was misunderstood, Lord, no one can understand it. Lord, we just ask you, as Reverend prayed, Lord, that we have a receptive spirit, Lord, that they go back and read the word for more clarity, maybe, Lord. Maybe they take it to someone that they make it explain a little better, Lord. The way it is, Lord, we don't want no one to be without, Lord. So we ask you, Father God,
thank
bless
you,
that heart, Lord. But then for one who received it, Lord, we ask to let it be fruitful, Lord, to tell somebody about your love, Lord, about your comfort, about your grace. Strengthen the one in this day, Lord, whether there is a spiritual thing here, Lord, whether there's a physical thing there, Lord. We ask you to strengthen the body, Lord, as we come together on one accord, Lord, as we come loving one another, finding out, Father God, that you are the one that we look to get all our help. You are the one that we love, Lord, because we believe, Father, when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, and with so much humble way right now to bless us in this day, Lord. We don't know what's going to hold out in this day, Lord, but we know you hold the future, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, in your name, Father God, to come in and help us. Never leave us to ourselves, Lord. If we go in this day, Lord, keep us, Lord, as we walk with you. Keep us, Lord, as we look for you. So whatever you do in this season, Lord, don't do it without us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place.
Yes, Lord.
Could you just, for just a moment, with with the fruit of your lips. Just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's
come on,
been
God.
Good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season.
Yes.
Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing,
yes,
tell them for yourself.